Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful a noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the consequences of abandoning the obligatory pilgrimage. As you know, we are in the month of Zilhijjah, a very important month in the Islamic calendar, and this is the month in which the people, Muslims all over the world, they travel to Mecca to perform the pilgrimage to the secret mosque, and this is one of the, as you know, one of the five pillars of Islam, along with praying, the salat, the sawm, fasting, enjoining the right, forbidding the evil, amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, zakat, which is the charity, and of course jihad. Regarding the significance of the Hajj, we have many verses in the Holy Quran. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "And it is the duty of mankind towards Allah to make pilgrimage to the house for those who can afford the journey to it." And he also says, "And proclaim the Hajj to people. They shall come to you on foot and lean camels from distant places." And in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "And complete the Hajj and the Umrah for Allah's sake." But what happens if somebody, as you know, a Hajj becomes obligatory on a person only if he has the means to do so. For example, if somebody doesn't have enough money to go to Hajj, it's not obligatory upon him to go to Hajj. But what if somebody has all the means at his disposal to go to Hajj and perform the pilgrimage, but he doesn't do so? What would be the consequences of such an act? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he alludes to this in this hadith. He says, "He who abandons the pilgrimage for one of his worldly needs will not be able to satisfy that need until he sees the shaven heads," meaning until after the pilgrims return from Mecca. Let's say the person, you know, he doesn't go to Hajj because, you know, he has some work to do at his work or at his job, and he doesn't go to Hajj because of this, you know, in fact, he won't be able to fulfill what he intends to do until the Hajj is over. So it's better for him, at least, to go to Hajj. And in one hadith, the Prophet said, "He who postpones the obligatory pilgrimage until he dies, Allah will resurrect him as a Jew or a Christian on the day of resurrection." If somebody keeps postponing the Hajj but when he has the means to do so, right? Such a person will, on the day of resurrection, he will not be considered a Muslim. He will not be resurrected in the ranks of the Muslims. Right? So it's very important that if we have the means to do so, we go to the pilgrimage. And in fact, in one hadith, it says that performing the pilgrimage to Mecca, we think that we're losing money by going to pilgrimage, spending all this money going to pilgrimage to Mecca. But in fact, pilgrimage, it repels poverty and enriches us. The Prophet said, "Al-Hajjo yanfil faqr." Pilgrimage repels poverty. So they shouldn't be worried about this thing. It shouldn't prevent one from performing the pilgrimage to Mecca. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the consequences of abandoning the obligatory pilgrimage. In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد